1972, to save our dying language, the government was petitioned to do something to actively promote te reo Māori in Aotearoa. Since that day, for almost half a century, Ngāi Māori have fought for the revitalisation of our native tongue. But what if, somewhere along the way, we became the enemy we've been fighting against? The marginalisation of Māori by Māori is a hard, ugly, and uncomfortable thing to talk about, especially coming from a Year 9 mainstream kid like me. But I believe that the marginalisation of Māori by Māori is our punga, the anchor that has weighed us down for far too long. If our culture and our language are to survive, we need to cut ourselves free from judgment and self-discrimination. Raise your hand if you are Māori. No, you're not. If you're new to learning te reo Māori or studying kapahaka, if you are kiritia or fair-skinned, or if like me, you've only ever been to mainstream schools then, no, you're not, is probably a reality. And you'll understand how this feels when other, more tūturu Māori question your Māori tanga and challenge your identity. Dame Tariana Turia, who isn't fluent in te reo Māori, said that it's extremely painful to be marginalised. She admits that no one in her generation has the reo, and that they're always embarrassed when people come to their marae. I know this embarrassment well. It eats away at my sense of cultural identity and makes me question the mana Māori handed down to me by my ancestors. That is why today, as hard and uncomfortable as it might be to confront, I am demanding that Māori stand up, take ownership, and stop the marginalisation of our own people by our own people. This is my goal, and I can't keep quiet. My ancestors won't let me. You see, when it comes to the revitalisation of our own language, we can be our own worst enemies. We make each other feel whakamā. I'm terrified to speak my own language in front of fluent speakers. I don't want to offend anyone, and I don't want to make a fool of myself. I'm not alone either. There's plenty of anecdotal evidence proving that te reo Māori learners feel intimidated by fluent speakers, because being Māori, yet unable to speak or understand the language of our ancestors, is hard for the 80% of us who aren't fluent speakers. It can be so hard that sometimes I start to think, maybe I'm just dumb. Forgetting my pepeha, not knowing waiata, being that awkward cousin that sits out of the haka, these things are hard enough. I don't need anyone to make me feel less Māori than I already do. Te reo Māori specialist Porao Negroin says that it's crucial that Māori learn te reo if our language has any chance of survival. I agree, but he also said that we need to stop making excuses as to why we haven't applied ourselves to learning te reo Māori. If I could reply to Matua Porao Negroin, I would say, believe me, Matua, I apply myself. Please don't mistake my lack of reo for a lack of motivation, because my inability to kōrero Māori isn't my fault. Because when our whenua was colonised, our ancient practices outlawed, our sacred places stolen, and our people degraded and displaced, I was set up. And with less than 22% of Māori being fluent speakers, I can't keep quiet anymore. Our ancestors just won't let me. Whānau, discrimination is a foreign concept that doesn't fit in our world. Discrimination breeds whakamā, shame and embarrassment. When being Māori is caused to be whakahi, proud and confident. So by demoralising our own, we do the same to our ancestors. And the ancestors from whom you and I descend were warriors. But when Māori marginalise other Māori, we risk doing much more harm than we realise. Because even though we might descend from warriors, we are still sensitive to what other people think of us. I guess we just have big hearts. And in the end, I believe it's exactly that. Our big Māori hearts drive us to do the right thing. Not only to stop the marginalisation of Māori by Māori, but also to express our culture however we can, to be confident in our Māori tanga, whatever colour we might be, to speak our language, mistakes and all, and to be whakahi, never whakamā. Because once you are confident in your Māori tanga and connect with your warrior ancestors, you will never keep quiet again. Thank you.